I just think it was highly insensitive. I know Mr. Brown's apologised and I do accept his apology, but I just think people have had enough of how the lads have been treated after the job they do for us, really.
When did you actually find out that they'd been refused entry? Because you were getting ready for the funeral.
No one told me at the funeral or the wake. I found out via Facebook the day after. And I just thought it was people just going to pay their respects and then going for a coffee and then they got refused. I didn't know it was the lads in their military uniform. I know he says it's company policy not to serve anyone in military uniform or uniform for that matter, but I could understand if it was alcohol, but it wasn't. It was tea and coffee.
What was your gut reaction? Because you were looking after yourself, your family, you were grieving, you were having to do the funeral. This news comes through to you. Did you believe it?
It's a bit hard to believe, really. So, I mean, before I posted my message on Facebook, I did get the facts of what happened that day. And I know it wasn't Mr. Brown, but a colleague. But as far as I was aware, they disrespected me, they disrespected my husband, and they disrespected his friends and colleagues. And like I said, I have forgiven his, you know, I've accepted his apology and whatnot. But it's just, I don't know. Sorry.
Browns have said that they didn't know that this funeral was taking place. They didn't know the circumstances. Does that carry any weight with you?
I think it was widely publicised in the Telegraph that his funeral would be that day. And it doesn't matter if it was a funeral or not. The fact is them lads went in their uniform to get a tea and coffee and they should be respected as such. They weren't drunk. They weren't leery. You know, there's been so much in the press over recent years about people not respecting the troops and you know, we're not allowed to wear our poppies. We get asked to leave. We can't wear Christian crosses in schools, you know, and it's about time that this is stopped and we should celebrate who we are and we should celebrate the fact that these people give our lives. My husband gave his life for people to have freedom of speech and to be able to wear what they want to wear. And if they want to walk into a coffee bar in the morning to have tea and coffee, they can do. And it shouldn't be policy.